This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. Folks, you know, my most of the last few years of my life have been spent taking my time, my income, my assets, and my capital and dedicating it to building out and constructing a parallel economy where you can get away from liberals, censorship, the threat of censorship, and cancel culture. Folks, you can't build a business if at a moment's notice, companies like Stripe, Facebook, Twitter, Salesforce, Twilio, whatever they may be, can cancel you. You can't build a business that way. You can't. My suggestion to you, it's you know what, the equivalent of doing a building a business using these platforms and not being sure if one day they're just going to cancel you because of your politics. It's like spending, say, $20 million to build this McMansion of a house, right? And then keeping an ongoing fire pit next to me, keeping your fingers crossed that the house doesn't burn down. Well, the fire pit's nice. Yeah, but the house could burn down. Yeah, it's like I got my fingers crossed. That's not the way this works. They will bury you, these people. Now, if you, I hate, you know, plugs, but I'm there. We're there for you. If you use Stripe now, get away. ParallelEconomy.com is our company. We can help you fortify your business in the parallel economy. ParallelEconomy.com. That's my site with our company. Business has been off the charts as people say to themselves, I got to get away from Stripe. Why? It's not just them. The censorship future is already here. You must escape. It is not optional. Your house is going to burn down. Censorship is now, and canceling is now, a mainstream leftist position. The ACLU and all those old school hippie types that are all about free speech, bro, free love. That's all gone. That's all gone. The left has now fully embraced a totalitarian tyrant position that censorship is a good thing. They love it. They openly, I'm going to show you right now, openly run on this. Do not take a chance. Get away from these people as soon as you can. Set up accounts on Truth, Parler, a Getter, all of these alternate platforms. Get away. Rumble, of course, which is also an investment of mine, which has been insane. The business is through the roof. Here's what I mean. These comments I'm about to play for you are from people who supposedly represent democracies and democratic governments. This is the Australian e-safety commissioner, a woman by the name of Julie Inman Grant, an obvious totalitarian, who's now openly discussing it with the Davos globalist crowd. Yeah, yeah, free speech. We got to reevaluate that whole thing. This is a government official in a supposedly free country. Good luck there. And thank you to our Australian friends who listen. Julie Inman Grant openly running against free speech. You're not hiding anymore. Listen for yourself.
We are finding ourselves in a place where we have increasing polarization everywhere, and everything feels binary when it doesn't need to be. So I think we're going to have to think about a recalibration of a whole range of human rights that are playing out online, you know, from freedom of speech to the freedom to, you know, to be free from online violence, or the right of data protection to the right to child dignity.
Notice how she equates immediately. This is all done deliberately. Ladies and gentlemen, none of this is by accident. This is all calculated strategery. Notice how she uses the term, well, we got to reevaluate free speech, and then equates it with online violence. What's online violence? Is that like the movie The Ring, where the creepy girl with the black hair creeps out of your phone and attacks you? Like, what's online violence? What does that even mean? What's online violence? Someone pop out poltergeist. Remember poltergeist show? They're here. I mean, what happens? Someone comes out of your laptop screen and like grabs you with the clown kid into the closet. If you've never seen Poltergeist, it ages pretty well. Craig T. Nelson, remember him, coach? He was the dad. You might want to check that out. What is online? What is she even talking about? Well, I'll tell you what she's talking about. She's talking about conservative speech and political speech. She just doesn't like. This is a mainstream position right now. These are in free, air quotes, countries. She's not from North Korea. She's not from Venezuela. She's from Australia. Australia. This is the future. This is what the globalist Davos crowd believes in. They're coming for you next. I'm going to show you coming up next. I'm going to give you three quick stories. Bang, bang, bang. Show me how this is. None of this is going to get any better for you. You have two choices. Fortify yourself now and make yourself censorship proof, or get roped into it later when you're fully invested in these companies and can't escape. Those are your only choices. I wish they were different, but they're not. I can't emphasize to you enough this World Economic Forum Great Reset crowd, how fully invested they are in censorship. They don't want you to be able to speak about what they're doing. Media post. Twitter rolls out a crisis misinformation policy. You know what the new crisis misinformation policy is, folks? Yeah, you start posting things about Ukraine and wars they don't like, you are definitely going to get banned or sanctioned on Twitter. You're going to have some kind of label put over your stuff. Reclaim the Net, Cindy Harper, one of my favorite sites. YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki, a failed human being by any measure, promises to tackle misinformation to win over corporate cash. Yes, misinformation. Let me just summarize that. Twitter wants to censor conservatives. YouTube is going to censor conservatives, all in a bid to win over corporate cash. You will be a part of it. I can't believe to this day, I'm not joking with you. I scroll through Parler, Truth, Twitter, fake book. I look for content all day for shows because there's a lot of lefties on those platforms. I'm always stunned, though, how many people on our side of the movement, even moderate Democrats, post on Twitter, I can't believe it. My show got censored by YouTube. Okay. I don't know how many times I got to tell you to go over to Rumble. But Dan, that's your platform. Would you rather it not be? Would you rather? I don't understand. Like, would you rather us not provide alternatives? I don't understand. Please. Please get off these platforms. Susan Wojcicki wants nothing more than to make you go away. If you are a conservative or Republican, it is not a matter of if. It is a matter of when. You want to talk about 2,000 mules? Ha, good luck. You want to talk about the whistleblower? Good luck. You want to talk about COVID? Good luck. Masks? Vaccines? So you're only allowed to talk about things Susan Wojcicki says. That's not free speech. There are politicians in on the action too, folks. Here, another article, Reclaim the Net, Cindy Harper. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says online platforms need to use AI to censor. Oh, there you go. AI, artificial intelligence. So you don't even need human intervention. Program AI to say, hey, we really don't like those conservatives. This is all coming. This is all, he even brags about it. We did it to Donald Trump on Twitter. So why aren't we doing it to everyday people? This is the mayor of New York City. Yeah, he says, let's get de Blasio back. Right? Did I not tell you this guy was a failure? I remember this guy when he was a police officer. Oh, he was a loser back then. I told you this guy was a zero. And people were like, Democrat, oh, he's going to be mainstream. Cares about public safety. Yeah, okay, sure. Tell me, I've got experience. I know this guy. I did not know him personally. I worked in the police department. He was there. He was nothing more. If there was a camera, Eric Adams was there. If there was a job to do, he wasn't. A camera, he was right there. I warned you. Here's one of those guys who loves the censorship moving forward. This is Great Resetter, the champion of the Great Reset, who, again, literally wrote a book called The Great Reset. This is Klaus Schwab, head of the World Economic Forum, the globalists that want a new censorship future. This was really a stunning statement. Him talking about the future is built by us. The future is built by us. And he starts talking about, I want you to pay very close attention, how moving forward, the future and the economy moving forward are going to be built by, he uses this word very deliberately. I want you to listen for it. Stakeholders. Notice what he doesn't say. He doesn't talk about corporations and businesses being responsible for shareholders. In other words, people who actually own the business, equity holders, workers who have stock options, management. He's not talking about them. He's talking about stakeholders. You know, NGOs, liberal activist groups who want to pressure corporations. Listen to how he slides that in at the end. The future is built by us. Check this out.
Let's also be clear. The future is not just happening. The future is built by us, by a powerful community as you here in this room. We have the means to improve the states of the world. But two conditions are necessary. The first one is that we act all as stakeholders of larger communities, that we serve not our only self-interests, but we serve the community. That's what we call stakeholder responsibility. And second, that we collaborate. And this is the reason why you find many opportunities here during the meeting to engage into very action and impact-oriented initiatives to make progress related to specific issues on the global agenda.
That is one of the most important 40 plus 50 seconds, whatever, of content you're going to see for possibly in the next couple of years, because it lays out everything they plan to do in one 50 second clip.
More in a minute, but first,
if you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at henryusa.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Goosebumps. It happens rarely. I hear this a lot, and I see it on social media feeds where people are like, man, the globalists are taking over. And sometimes I say to people, like, what are the globalists? What do you mean? Because we got to talk specifics. And you get back the oddest of answers. This is what, when I say globalists, this is what I'm talking about. A man who believes in two things, that the global agenda supersedes a national agenda. In other words, the United States here, we should subjugate ourselves to global authorities and global groups like the World Economic Forum. And he believes it should be done in the name of stakeholder capitalism. He doesn't use the word capitalism because they hate that word because they're socialists. Stakeholder capitalism. In other words, the United States, you here and your business, if you believe in making widgets, your widgets should be used to benefit everywhere else in the globe but the business in your local community, because they're stakeholders. But do those people around the globe in other countries around the world, do they own any stake? No, they don't own any actual shares in the business, but they're stakeholders because we're all on the same globe. No. That's not the way any of this works. Stakeholder capitalism. I've told you before, when you hear this term, run for the hills. Run. What it means is subjugate yourself to Russian, North Korean, Cuban, African, European, Indian, any interest of a country that is not yours. No. When you see stakeholder, run away. It means global interests, not your interests.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.